beautiful things that are.
And it's Playhouse House in the Morning, 184, the number one hit music station. In about 15 minutes, I'm really excited about this one. So you missed it because you're on vacation, but it was when Jolie was filling in. Okay. We talked to a woman named Elizabeth, and basically her mom was all hot on the idea of setting her up with a guy she works with.
Mm-hmm.
So it's like mom's coworker who wants to play matchmaker with her own adult daughter.
Okay.
And she, by the end of our conversation, was like, I do trust my mom to set me up on a date. She went on the date this weekend. We'll hear how it went probably like 15, 20 minutes from now.
I'm excited. I want to know how this turned out.
So how good of a matchmaker mom is? Would you trust your mother to set you up on a date?
Probably not.
I mean, obviously not now.
No. Well, yes.
Previously.
Previously, too. I don't think I would. No.
So, do you not like Steve Man, or what's the problem? So that a little bit. First, a round of My Little Victory, as you're kind of still shaking off all the Easter candy from this weekend. And let's be honest, you were a lazy sack yesterday, so this is like the real start to your week. What is something that's just going good for you, even if it doesn't necessarily seem brag-worthy most of the time? Your little victory. You got one, Amy Kay.
Just coming back after my vacation and seeing Ziggy, my cat. He is a little cuddle monster right now. So I am loving every minute of it. He will sit on my neck and kind of suffocate me, but I don't care. Steven said that looks really comfortable. I don't care as long as I get to cuddle him.
So it went to like a really sweet place. Can I have a real narcissistic moment real quickly? When you said coming back from vacation and seeing Zzz, I literally thought your little victory was going to be like, you know, coming back from vacation and seeing Zero was so great. I came back to work and it's just been so fun. I missed you for a week and it's just like vacation's
Were
awesome, but
excited?
I missed being at work. And then when you said Iggy after the Z, I was like, oh, that does make more sense.
I was so worried about him while we were gone. I wondered, what's my little cat doing? Probably eating all the food. And then he didn't seem too excited when we got home. He was in his cat tree. He kind of looked over at us. But then once he realized we're back, he got down. And he was so happy to see us. And he's been cuddling ever since.
A lot of that description still works for me. What's my buddy Zero from work doing? Probably sitting there eating all the food.
Yeah.
Accurate.
I saw you yesterday in the break room, and you were so scared to see me.
You were sitting in the dark. I was startled. What is your little victory? Something good going on with you? 237, it's text 35270. My little victory is, as much as I love one of my best friends in the world, Joel D, hanging out last week, after a week vacation, get to hang out with my good friend Amy, but I can't be her little victory. That's fine.
My little victory is coming back
Thank
to
you.
Fargo, seeing Zero.
Yeah, I know.
Seeing Ziggy.
I know.
Seeing this building of Y94.
Yeah, all in the same category.
I feel like lots of things changed while I was gone. Our TV's missing. Have you noticed that?
Oh, it broke.
What?
Long story.
Cash-wise, it looks like they added a new section in their organic section.
All last week, man.
All this stuff happened while we were gone on vacation.
Mm-hmm. It's been busy. Your good news.
I got great news. My daughter just learned how to ride a bike.
So training wheels are gone. You guys got the whole spring and summer ahead of you now.
2 wheels up by herself, flying down the block like it's nothing. It's like it clicked in her head and she was off.
It's kind of crazy how that works because you forget, right? You've been riding a bike forever. But when you see it happen in a kid, you're like, I don't know what happened. It's literally like a switch. Like all of a sudden, you know exactly what you're doing.
That's what I was going to say. Does it just happen somehow? Like, boom, whoa, they're going, they're not stopping.
It goes from like, oh my God, please don't hurt yourself to like, slow down. Like, it's crazy, man. It is nuts.
I wonder if I can get on a bike, how it would be right now.
You don't think you'd, well, they'd say it's like riding a bike for a reason. I don't think you really forget.
You don't think so?
Yeah.
I think it'd be a little wobbly at first.
You'd be okay. You've seen some texted little victories.
Yeah, someone said, my little victory, I quit drinking going on 3 months now. And someone else said, got a cute girl's number last night. Woohoo!
Woohoo! There you go. Is that Joel D texting?
Probably.
Your little victory, 237. It's text 35270. What good thing is going on?
Wake up in the morning.
The Y94 Morning Playhouse.
Doing a round of the Morning Playhouse's little victories, just good things going on with you today. The 194 Morning Playhouse, 237, it's text 35270. Little victory, your good news.
My good news is, as of yesterday, I quit smoking for an entire year.
Well, hey, that's quite the accomplishment, actually. That's a major victory.
Yeah, I'm so excited. I think I'm in the clear now. I think I'm in the clear because it's been a year, you know what I mean?
Congratulations. That's fantastic. You've seen some texted little victories.
Yeah, someone said I had the flu all weekend, and this is the first day I felt better. Someone else said went grocery shopping yesterday, and my fridge is stocked with goods. And another person said I got a dog a few months ago. He has helped me lose about 10 pounds just from walking him each day. And someone else said I'm 24, and soon I'll actually have my own apartment to myself. I've been living with roommates, so it's nice to have some place of my own.
Your little victory.
My good news is awesome. I and my family have a vacation planned for later this summer, and we're staying at this hotel we booked. We got a call today from the hotel saying that they had a fire, and so they're having to move everybody to other places for the dates that we had booked. And guess what? Our hotel that they're putting us in instead is the Ritz-Carlton.
Oh, so it's like an upgrade, huh?
I'm so fancy.
It's like a major victory for you, but kind of like unfortunate for whoever owns the hotel that burned down.
Right?
But that's awesome. Good for you. I'm so happy there's a fire!
It burned down!
Yeah. I guess good for you, though. You got that's a good upgrade.
It's a nice time to have an upgrade, yeah.
Seen some more little victories.
Oh, yeah. Someone said, I have a 10-day-old daughter in my arms. She's amazing. I'm loving mom life. And someone else said, I'm recently getting into photography, loving it so much. Can't wait for warmer weather to go outside and take some pictures of nature.
You got one of these little victories. You're something good going on with you. 237, it's text 35270. A few more of those. And within the next like 10 minutes, get an update with a woman that let her mom set her up on a blind date that we heard from last week. Hear how that went. Dua Lipa training season. Y94, the number one hit music station. 7:30 in the morning, Y94 Playhouse in the morning, in the middle of a round of My Little Victory, just celebrating those good things going on with you, even if they don't normally seem brag-worthy, but you give them a standing ovation just to celebrate those little things. What are we seeing?
Someone said, I'm going to Vegas for my first time next weekend. Have fun. I'm very jealous.
Yeah.
Someone else said, I made it out of the house with a 3-month-old and a 4.5-year-old with no meltdowns this morning. Someone else said, my daughter, she was the all-around champ for state gymnastics for her age division. She's only 6.
Oh, wow.
Another person said, I have a mini-me arriving in August. Congratulations.
Congratulations.
And someone else said, my brothers are starting families with their girlfriends. They both have a child and one on the way.
Cool. So we got a couple people having babies. One person has a clone coming. That's fun.
I think she means she's having a little baby.
Oh, that's fun, too. That's fun, too.
Kids are basically your clones, though.
Yeah, sometimes you're harshly reminded of that. Your little victory. Good morning.
Finally got my boyfriend to shave his beard. Oh, my gosh. That was such a chore.
So you just didn't care for it? It really didn't look good on him, or what?
Well, you know, there is one thing. I can't say this for all men, but there is one thing, at least with my man,
mm-hmm.
that they eventually will think about what you're saying. And that's to just shut it down. I shut it down, guys. I shut it down. Because that beard, see, guys, you don't understand. That beard is scratchy. It is not appealing.
And so you're trying to smooch up on there, and you're just like, ugh, like kissing a dead raccoon.
Ew.
He's going to have to be dead.
Sandpaper, she said, scratchy. Oh, yes.
A dead raccoon with sandpaper on
Ew.
It. And your little victory.
I cleaned out my inbox of email, went through them one by one, just wiped them out, read them all, delete, delete, delete. I'm clean.
You know, I think we all get kind of behind on that sometimes, but when you finally get it caught up, that's a crazy good feeling.
Exactly. I saw some good stuff I missed, but yep, all gone.
You know what? There's things that you like get to right away because you see certain names or subject lines. And then there are things like what you just described where if they sit there long enough, they become irrelevant and you can just delete them.
I usually just delete everything without reading it, which is pretty bad.
But do you read some people's things?
I read your stuff if you send me things, but most of it, and you know this from when I was gone having my surgery, I get so much junk mail.
Oh, I saw it. Yeah.
So most of it's junk mail. It's just delete, 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 delete. And then if I see a name I know, okay, I'll read it.
Do you get less than when you were on FMLA? I unsubscribed you to everything they were forwarding me?
No. You also subscribed me to some nanny website now. I had to create an account so I could delete the account.
But you got it gone?
It's gone now. That's my little victory. I was getting people, you have another new person who wants another hire or whatever. People were trying to apply for a job. I don't even have kids.
It was for the show.
I know it was for the show.
Little victory.
Oh my gosh. So we are hiring a contractor. We're redoing our kitchen.
Uh-huh.
And the guy that I wanted, he's so good. He wasn't available until late summer. And all of a sudden, he calls me up, and he says that he actually has an opening for next week, so I get to get my kitchen redone.
Hey!
Woohoo! I'm so excited. I was prepared to wait, and it's such a treat that it's going to happen sooner.
That's awesome. So you had maybe somebody cancel or something open up? That's really good.
Anytime something like that works where you're like, how did I get this in, even though if it was last minute, it was squeezing, thank you.
Any final little victories?
Someone said, I finally found a weight loss thing that works, steadily losing. Another person said, I've been getting so much overtime. My checks are crazy. And another person said, I got 2 pink Starbursts in a row yesterday.
Now that is winning right there.
Can I tell you, I don't like pink Starburst. I'm a fan of yellow.
I feel like you're one of the odd ones out on that. That's not probably a preferred color.
I don't think it is, but I don't like the pinks.
I'm a red guy. I like the reds.
Did you get any red jelly beans for Easter?
Did I get any red jelly beans? I got all the red jelly beans.
I know they're
your
favorite.
All of them. Hey, in a couple of minutes, we spoke last week with Playhouse family member Elizabeth, and her mom really wanted to set her up on a blind date. She did go this weekend. How that went and how good of a matchmaker her mother is in a couple.
The Y94 Morning Playhouse.